greetings and salutations, and happy Thursday, March 20th. I'm driving to Corn Country, late as usual, 6:06. I'm supposed to be there at 6. There's a bid meeting this morning, and I don't ever do bid meetings, not even for the free donut, because I don't do any extra board routes, runs, anything after or during regular hours. I choose not to. But today is the first day of spring, and spring has not sprung because it is snowing. Yep, it is snowing. And it's supposed to be up to 47 degrees today. It's 32 right now, and it's snowing. Yay! And one more day of work, and then I'm on vacaciones, which translates into vacation. Yesterday, my man-child turned 21, and it was my Independence Day, meaning he's free, well, kind of white, and 21. And I fulfilled my financial obligation. Well, sort of. He's still living in Texas. Had a little bit of rough patch there. And he's still kind of going through. And you know, it's difficult to remember that he is only 21. And most 21-year-olds are still living at home. You know, don't have their shit together, so to speak. Holy crap, there's a car in the ditch. Really? How can you lose? It's a truck in the ditch. Well, I don't know. I don't understand. It's not like it's the first day of snow, but it is really slick. I should have taken a picture, but I'm talking to you. I guess I'm going to be late-er to work. Shit. And I'm stuck behind this truck. This guy, I try and beat him every morning. And it figures the universe hates me because when I have plenty of time, he's nowhere to be found. When I'm running late, then I'm stuck behind him. And once again, I'm stuck behind him. Okay, I'm going to have to decide whether I want to pass this Yahoo or not, because the speed limit is 55, and he's only going 30. And what normally would take me 15 minutes, 20 minutes, will take me a half hour, and it is already 10 minutes after 6. I no can stick behind him. So I gotta go. I hope everybody has a great day, and it can only get better from here. Later, news people.